know, it sucks to, you know, start off the season like this, but, you know, I'll be back. You know, this is why I'm here now. I'm a competitor, and I'm going to push myself, and, you know, I'm going to hit the books hard, so I'll be all right.
You think, how long do you think you're going to miss? I mean, do you have any time?
I say another week and a half for me, maybe. Not even that, but it's just a day-to-day thing.
Do you think it sets you back a lot? Being an inexperienced player with, you know, a chance to start and all that, how much do you think it sets you back?
Whenever you miss any type of ball, it definitely sets you back. But when I get out there, I'll get up to speed pretty fast. It's definitely a setback.
You sense Mike's a little frustrated by this because you watch on the field, you know, so much?
Oh, I would. I'm frustrated with myself, you know. I mean, like I said last year, that was my first injury. You know, this is my second. This is my second year in the NFL, and I've been more hurt now than I ever been since Little League. So it's kind of frustrating to be able to battle little tic-tac injuries, you know. But the good thing is it's not anything serious or career-ending or season-ending or, you know, anything like that.
Do you have any idea how long it's
going to take for him? I'm saying I give myself a week or so. Maybe it's a day-to-day thing. You know, day to day. I might be out there tomorrow.
Are you able to run right now?
Oh yeah, I was running all week, but it's one of those things where you don't want to go out there and think you're 100% and actually go out there and mess it up any worse.
Did you have a groin or a hamstring earlier this offseason?
Oh, it's my quad.
Yeah, but what before that?
No, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was it a mini camp or OTAs?
It was OTAs.
Okay.